Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Peter Stone is making his bid for the control of Nahia Island by sending out bands of murderous outlaws and natives against the settlers and plantation owners to pillage and burn their estates. However, Jungle Jim and Kolu, traveling at night through hostile country, finally follow a band of renegade natives to Peter Stone's secret headquarters deep in the center of Nahia Island. Tony Lowry assumes leadership over the planters, and he and Shanghai Lil desperately seek a solution to their problems. Realizing that they are powerless to cope with the situation, they decide to send out calls for help to the white men on nearby islands. But Peter Stone has already anticipated this move and sends out his crew of saboteurs to cut all communications and burn every boat lying in the harbor.
You say that the telephone and cable lines have all been cut?
Yes, Mr. Lowry. And now the radio station has been destroyed. Our last chance of communication with the outside world has been destroyed.
No, there's still another chance. Your yacht, Tony. There's a radio set on board.
Yes. Well, certainly. We'll hurry down to the dock, get the operator to send word to Kahia to have 100 men ready. Then we'll go over ourselves and bring them back.
But how about the crew, Tony? Where are they?
Well, I can get them in a hurry. In fact, we won't need all of them. Jackson.
Yes, sir?
Go out to the edge of town where our men are building those barricades. Ask for Captain Wilson, Mr. McGregor, my chief engineer, and Matthews, the first mate. Tell them to rush down to the dock and come aboard at once, ready to sail for Kahia. Hurry now, there isn't a minute to lose.
Very good, Mr. Lowry. I'll have them there almost as quickly as you can get there.
Now then, Lil, get yourself a revolver and ammunition. We might run into trouble on the way to the dock.
Okay, Tony, I'm prepared for it. I'm ready to go now.
My car's outside. We'll drive over.
Well, I hope that handful of men can hold out until we get back with reinforcements, Tony.
They've had a chance to put up some fairly good barricades, and I think they can turn back any attack until we get back. Here's my car, Lil. Hop in.
Tony.
Yeah?
Look at the sky. That red glow of smoke.
You're right, Lil. That's the reflection of a fire. And a pretty big one, too.
Hmm.
Good heavens, it's over near the harbor, right in the direction of our yacht basin. Hang on, Lil. We're going to travel. We're licked, Lil. We got here too late.
Oh.
Look at those boats out there. Every one of them a mass of flames.
Our only chance of help or escape gone. Stone saboteurs haven't overlooked anything.
Yes, those fires are the work of an expert. Why, those boats must have been saturated with oil and other inflammables to make them burn so fiercely.
Yeah.
They've been deliberately cut adrift, too. As they burn out, they'll drift out into the channel and sink, blocking the entrance to the harbor. That's Stone's final blow.
Well, we'd better be getting back to headquarters, Tony. There's liable to be another big attack following this blow, and they'll need you.
Yes, Lil, we're in a very tight spot now. Our backs are to the wall, and nothing short of a miracle can save us. Peter Stone has the upper hand now, and he's determined to completely annihilate anyone who opposes him.
On the opposite side of the harbor, Peter Stone and Punchy gloat over the success of their latest blow against Tony Lowry and his fellow planters.
What a fire. What a fire. Ain't it a beauty, Chief?
Yeah.
Look at them boats burn. It's pretty, ain't it?
Yes, sir, Punchy. That's a very good job.
Yeah.
That's the biggest and best fire you've ever staged.
You don't explain.
Yeah. Well, you can rest on your laurels now, Punchy.
Yeah. What, you mean we're finished, Chief?
No. We're not finished, but Tony Lowry and his crowd are.
Oh.
We're only beginning, Punchy. We've just got to mop up that handful of planters back there. Then we move in and take over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess you're sitting on top now, all right, huh, boy?
Yeah, Punchy. I'm sitting on top. I'm in full and complete control. Now, here is mine. Ah, come on, come on. We're wasting time. We got to finish the job. We got to give Big Tom the word to wipe up the rest of Lowry's crowd.
Yeah, that's easy, Chief. Big Tom's got him surrounded. He's just waiting for the word to close in.
Okay, you go ahead. Tell him to start. But remember, I want him to do a thorough job of it.
Yeah.
Now, no one is to get away. Tell him to make sure of that. I don't want one survivor.
Okay, okay, Chief. Leave it to me. Yeah, I'd like to stay here and look at that fire all right. That certainly is...
Now, come on, come on.
Yeah, I'll tell him. And, you know, Big Tom, he'll do the job up right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell him I'm holding him responsible to see that no one gets away. Now, when you're finished, meet me down at the boat landing by the river. We'll go back to the camp, pick up Kitty St. John, and then move back to town.
Yeah, okay, Chief. That sure is a swell fire, Chief. I'll see you in about an hour.
Well, here we are, Punchy. Home again. Huh. Look there, we got a committee of welcome. It's our little Kitty. She waited up to greet the conquering heroes.
Gee, that's swell, boss. She's beginning to like you, huh?
Certainly she likes me. Kitty's a smart girl. She knows what side of her bread the butter's on. Even Kitty knows it pays to be nice to Peter Stone. What about it, Kitty?
Why, certainly.
Yeah. You see that, Punchy? There's nothing succeeds like success. Well, Kitty, how about a little visual demonstration of your affection? A kiss to the conqueror, huh?
Certainly, Peter. Why not?
That's great. It's a fitting climax to the night's success. Now then, let's all go in the house and celebrate the occasion with a little drink. Huh, Kitty?
Yeah.
Well, as I always said, if you wait long enough...
I'll be done. That's the last straw, Kolo.
Mm-hmm. Kolo not understand, Tuan. Kolo be wrong. Mrs. St. John, good friend to Peter Stone.
Oh, is she? You tell me what you watched her through the window. She's listening all his papers.
Mm-hmm. I see fine papers. She reads Stone and other men. She blow out light quickly. Run in her room, hide papers in bed.
Well, that doesn't seem as though she was friendly with Stone. It seems to me she was working behind his back to get something on him.
Yes, Tuan. But how you explain how she acts when he meet her?
That's just it. She's all smiles, friendly, even willingly submitted to him when he kissed her. Maybe she's playing a lone hand in this game. Maybe she does like him, but wants to get something on him to blackmail him with later on.
Maybe, Tuan, Mrs. St. John be smart girl. We make mistake.
We can't afford to make any mistakes, Kolo. We've got to find out definitely just what Kitty St. John's little game is. We're going to do a lot of looking and listening. What's more, we're going to begin right now. Come on. We're going to move in back of the house and try to find out just what's going on.
Punchy. Punchy. Come in here. Hurry up.
Yeah, Chief. Yeah, coming right in. Coming right in, Chief. Yeah.
What is it, boss? What's wrong? There's plenty wrong. Grab a hold of that lantern. Huh?
Okay, Chief. What's the idea?
Oh, hey, say, that thing's hot, boss. I burnt my hand on it.
So did I, Punchy. That's what brought me to my senses.
Huh?
Now, why was that lamp hot?
Well, that's easy, boss. Someone's been using it. Even I could figure that out.
Well, then figure this out. Why should anyone be burning a lamp in my room? I didn't leave it lit, and it was out when I came in just now. Nobody has any business in my room.
Watch up on me, Chief. I wasn't in here, honest.
Of course not, stupid. You've been with me. We only just got here.
Yeah, that's right. Well, who else could it be? There wasn't anybody else here. Nobody.
Oh, no. How about Kitty St. John?
Oh, sure, sure. She was here, but... So what?
So what, you dumb cluck? She was in here prowling around while we were out. She's been doing a little exploring among my personal belongings, and I don't like it, see? Mm. I wondered why she put on that cute little act when we came in.
Yeah, yeah.
She had me fooled for a minute. She thought she did anyhow, but I'm wise to her now.
I never trust a dame, boss. Never that bad medicine. Always gets you in trouble at the finish all the time.
She's the only person who's going to get into any trouble. I'm going to teach her a lesson that it's very dangerous to stick her nose into my affairs. So Peter Stone has discovered Kitty has been double-crossing him, and that seems like a very dangerous thing to do. However, in the shelter of the bushes outside, Jungle Jim and Kolo have been quietly looking and listening as events take place. Silently, Jim signals Kolo, and they both rise and disappear in the darkness. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.